Getting rid of problem foods. We all have our vices, and these problem foods can sometimes be the downfall of any well-intentioned dieter. Trying to maintain our self-control can be very difficult if we aren't careful. This is especially true of dietary habits, because most of the time we develop them because we want an easy solution to a ravenous hunger. When we don't find that solution in an easy way, we get agitated and frustrated, and oftentimes give up entirely on cooking. Have you ever had one of those days where you couldn't find something easy to make at home, and so you went out and bought something easy instead? Now is a time to begin identifying these behaviors and seeing how they are affecting you in the long term. Sometimes it can be very dangerous to have a reliance on fast and easy foods. Processed foods come with a whole slew of potential health problems that can make your body suffer over the course of time. Even if it feels like a quick solution and you feel good because of all of the fats and sugars that are giving your body chemical reactions that convince you that you are enjoying this food and that is what your body wants or needs, problem foods are in every house, and every cupboard or pantry may have problem foods lurking there waiting to be discovered. If you find that you are fighting off the urge to eat problem foods that you have in your own home, then that is the first sign that you should get rid of them. First of all, you are going to want to get rid of sodas and other sugary drinks. Most people don't realize just how much sugar is in juice. We think that it is healthy because it comes from fruit, but fruit is full of natural sugars, and when it is juiced, we are not getting the natural fibers that actually make the fruit healthy. Instead, we are getting a concoction of concentrated sugars from the fruits that are present in the juice and added sugars most of the time. This is true of other foods that have been deemed healthy, such as yogurt or granola bars. They are packed full of sugar, and in eating those sugars, it can be almost impossible to lose weight and see any results. If you want to get rid of sugar entirely, you probably could, and you would see very fast results from that as well. For the most part, at least try to make sure that you are limiting your sugar intake to about 30 grams of sugar per day. This can be difficult, because when you start to look at the ingredient list on your foods and your soft drinks, you find that most of these drinks have 2 servings in them, and a single serving is about the maximum amount of sugar that you should be taking in if you want to see results in the weight loss department. Don't be upset at yourself for having been tricked by these supposedly healthy foods. Just remember the next time that you are shopping not to invest in them. They are only going to hold you back from achieving your goals, and this can have a very negative effect on your self-esteem. Stick to your grocery list, and if you see these unhealthy foods in your house, you can either give them away or throw them away. Something many people struggle with is a sense of feeling as if they are obligated to eat the food that is in front of them. This can be the result of childhood conditioning by parents who wanted to make sure that we were well-fed whether we liked the food in front of us or not. Try not to feel bad for wasting food that is going to contribute to either weight gain or potential health problems in the future. If you know that it is something that isn't good for you, but you have a lot of it, see what you can donate to a food bank or give away to friends or other family members who are not on the same weight loss or health journey that you are on. Sometimes this is the only way to make great choices. We have to be stronger than our negative impulses, and the only way to begin to do that is to try. However, don't do it in a rapid-fire session that is too fast and extreme for you. Instead, consult video number 4 on the ways that you can begin to implement positive changes in a way that is not overwhelming. When we are overwhelmed, it can be almost impossible for positive changes that we attempt to stick with. We can become consumed by the stress of doing new things that are unfamiliar and difficult. For this reason, make sure that you are following the guidelines expressed in the next video so that you are able to get rid of the unhealthy foods that are preventing you from living the lifestyle that you dream of. Instead, take stock of the unhealthy foods that are making regular appearances in your life and make an active effort to cut them out, whether that is by getting rid of the ones that you already have or by avoiding buying them in the first place. You are going to be on the right track in avoiding these foods. Some examples of foods you may want to avoid are the following: processed foods, candy, foods high in sugar, foods high in fat, foods high in sodium, soft drinks, juices. Smoothies that consist of more than 2 parts fruit, 3 parts vegetable. Starches and starchy foods like potatoes and white flour products, pasta noodles, etc. Use your common sense and do whatever is possible for you to avoid the foods you know are going to be problematic and hinder your weight loss journey. Without your own discretion, it is going to be difficult. You have to know what affects your body and how, and generally speaking, it can be very difficult for our bodies to handle an overload of sugars and fats, especially those present in the easy-to-access foods in North American culture, such as fast food and processed boxed foods. Most of us instinctively know the foods that are bad for us when we see them. It is usually an exercise in self-control to be making good use of the foods that we know are good for us, and turning down the ones that are quick and easy. If you pre-prepare your healthy meals, they too can become quick and easy for you. It is all a matter of perspective. If you retrain your brain to believe that you are making the best possible choices for yourself, getting rid of problematic foods should not be an issue for you at all.